Joining us right now is New England Patriot Safety Daron Harmon, brought to you by Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Windows dealer. Hey, Daron, how you doing?
I'm doing good. And yourself, guys?
Good.
Great, thank you. I was just talking to James White about this. I mean, a little feel of fall in the air. Does that make it easier to go to practice today?
Yeah, definitely. When you have to worry about the humidity, the heat, obviously we know the humidity and heat is going to be good for us, especially with us going down to Miami the second week of the season. But, you know, every once in a while when you get a nice cool day, it makes practice go by just a little smoother.
Well, Daron, a guy that you played against a bunch of times decided to retire over the weekend. That'd be Andrew Luck. What did you think when you heard that news?
Well, obviously, you know, like everybody, it was obviously a bit of a surprise. But anytime you see a guy go up and talk about the rehab process of just trying to always do things the right way, about being hurt, being in pain all the time, and, you know, doing that basically for four to five years, it could take a toll. You know, it could take a toll on somebody's physical aspect of the body and the mental aspect as well. You can just tell at this point, I mean, just from just listening to his press conference, that the game of football wasn't fun for him anymore. And like you said, he just felt like he had to remove himself. And obviously for a guy to do that, it shows a lot of courage. Obviously he said it was the toughest thing that he ever had to do, the toughest decision he ever had to make. But, I mean, it just shows courage that he did that for himself to get the peace of mind that he needed to enjoy his life and get back to, like I said, just enjoying his life.
One of the interesting layers to this story was obviously it came out in the media during their preseason game. The crowd found out about it, and then they sort of booed Andrew Luck as he left the field. As a player, what's your reaction to that? Does the crowd have the right to boo if they're feeling let down with the timing or whatever here?
Yeah.
How does that
sit with
you?
Well, I was just, you know, obviously just as a player, you're a little bit, you know, disappointed, obviously, in the crowd's reaction. Obviously, we know the fans are great for the sport. They're the reason why we're able to, you know, have the career that we want, able to make the type of money that we make. But at the end of the day, we have to realize that, you know, we're people too. We're not just, you know, entertainers and just athletes. We're people with feelings, and we're people that have emotions as well and who have to figure out, you know, what's best for them in life. And that's what Andrew Luck did. He did what's best for him. And just a little disappointed, you know, that somebody who gave so much to that organization, won so many games, went out there, played hurt week in, that's how they would, you know, take his retirement.
We were just playing a cut from Tom Brady this morning. He was reflecting back on his rookie season and roster cutdown day, and he's telling his agent he wants to buy Ty Law's house. And his agent is saying, are you nuts? You might not be here tomorrow. As roster cut deadline day comes, is there ever a point in your career where you don't worry about this stuff?
No, you always worry. I mean, obviously you try to go out there and, you know, play the best ball that you can to try to make sure that your spot is as safe as possible. But, you know, it's just so much that can go in with cuts, trades. It's just, you know, it's just a lot that can always go into the fact. And I just feel like if you're always having your mind and your mindset that you're fighting for a job, usually it'll leave you in a good position. But never, ever take being on an NFL roster or being on the Patriots for granted, because the moment you do that, it can be taken away from you.
What would the feeling in the locker room be like if Tom Brady decided to retire today?
Oh, man. I mean, obviously, we would definitely be sad and, you know, I wouldn't say disappointed, because what he's done for this organization, what he's done for this team, you can't be disappointed about that at all if he wanted to move on to go into the next chapter of his life. But we would definitely, it'd be a sad feeling, because, I mean, a lot of people don't realize but how much we enjoy having Tom, you know, not just on the team, but in the locker room, the interactions we had, being able to sit down and talk to him about his experience as an NFL player. It's surreal. It's a moment that you don't get. Like, how many times do you really get to sit down and have lunch with the best quarterback who ever played the game of football. So we would be sad, but I mean, if he wanted to do that, we would have to, you know, obviously encourage him and cheer him on, but hopefully he doesn't do that for a while.
Duron, obviously last week word broke that Patrick Chung is dealing with a legal issue off the field. I'm just wondering, as a teammate, how do you react to that and deal with that within the locker room?
Well, I think the only way suitable to react is to show your support. Let him know that you're not going to obviously turn your back on him. You're going to help him get through his situation. And if he ever needs to talk or need anything from you, you make yourself available, just like the guys did me. I mean, I had a situation and nobody turned their back on me. If they did, everybody, you know, came to me and made me feel great. Like, the guys, like, really rallied behind me. They didn't make me feel like an outcast and didn't, you know, shun me out for making a mistake. They rallied behind me and showed their support, and I personally look forward to doing the same for Patrick, and I can't, you know, say how much Pat means to this team and, you know, how people are really just going to rally behind him and show their support for him.
Duron, we appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you,
Duron. That is New England Patriots safety Duron Harmon.